When it hurts real bad,
don't give up.
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 Yeah, I said don't give up.
Don't give up.
No, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up, man. Don't give up. Keep on fighting. Yeah, welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today on this Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. We've been discussing a number of different topics today. And I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I hope you are. This coming weekend is the State Democratic Convention. And we've been discussing that. And I was talking about this article earlier where Ben Wickler is quoted about the upcoming elections and how Democrats, although sometimes things don't look good, but there are some bright spots, okay? And he was at a luncheon and he mentioned that, according to this article from Madison.com, it says, at the luncheon, Wickler hardly, by the way, if you want to give us a call, feel free, 844-967-2789 is the phone number if you have something to add about any of the topics we've discussed today or just about anything. I'm willing to talk on a number of subjects today because I haven't been on the radio for quite a while, so I'm just happy to be back and talking to people. Hey, at the luncheon, Wickler hardly mentioned President Joe Biden, whose approval level was 43%, with 53% disapproving, according to April's Marquette poll. Wickler said the number one way to win a race in Wisconsin is to make it a race in Wisconsin. One Wisconsin factor that could aid Democrats, UW La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky said, is Johnson. Ron Johnson, the Republican U.S. Senator, whom Chergosky said is, quote, the ultimate motivator for the base of the Democratic Party. As one of the most polarizing senators in the nation, Ron Johnson motivates his own supporters just as much as he motivates the Democratic Party's supporters. I think we're going to see record numbers of people coming out from both sides for the midterm, Wickler said. And in that context, it's critical for us as Democrats to fight in rural Wisconsin and suburban Wisconsin and cities. We can't take anyone for granted and we can't write anyone off. And by the way, before I go any further in this story, I should mention that on these radio stations you're listening to right now, WAUK and WTTN, you're going to be able to hear the convention this weekend. We will be there broadcasting live from the event. So make sure you're tuned in if you can't be at the convention. And one more thing on WAUK 540 AM. Hey, Sam, are you there? Can you hear me right now?
Yes, sir.
Do you, well, let me tell you this. I drove down to O'Hare Airport a few days ago. And you know that at 540 AM, I was able to hear the radio station the whole way down to O'Hare.
That's what I like to hear. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to reach all of the Milwaukee area.
Man, I was surprised. I thought, well, you know, in the city of Milwaukee, there are some areas where it's difficult to get because it's an AM radio station. And there's a lot of interference and other stuff going on. But right outside the city, it comes in great. North of the city, I was up in the Mequon, Germantown, Menominee Falls area. Station coming in loud and clear. But then when I went down to O'Hare a few days ago, I heard it the whole way. I couldn't, you know, into the Chicago market. So, man, that's a powerhouse at 5:40 a.m. But anyway, getting back to this story here, Greene County Democratic Party Chair Sandy Rindy acknowledged midterm trends don't suggest positive outcomes for the party in presidential power, Democrats, but calling herself an incurable optimist, as most Democrats are. Rindy said she's seeing a lot of positive energy from Democrats in Greene County, among the most evenly split counties that favored Biden over former President Donald Trump in 2020. An evenly split county that chose Biden. And her quote says, "The spring elections just in our county alone brought out a lot of individuals that I never really hear from. And I think vote maybe once every 4 years, but generally don't pay attention to spring elections. And they were very engaged." The U.S. Supreme Court's draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade could be another unlikely boon for Democrats come the 2022 midterm elections, Trigosky said. "I do think Biden's approval rating and the state of the economy will significantly shape the outcomes of the midterm elections," he said. "However, history teaches us that other factors can matter, and I do think Roe could play a part in the midterms," end quote. Trigosky also called the Wisconsin Democratic Party, quote, "enormously effective at fundraising and obtaining the necessary resources to run competitive campaigns," end quote. Citing polls showing most Americans don't support overturning Roe, Trigosky said Democrats could take advantage of the likely imminent court decision and Republican efforts to further abortion bans nationwide as a key campaign tool to attract swing voters and people who don't typically vote. But UW-Madison political science professor Kathy Kramer said candidates campaigning on codifying Roe after the U.S. Senate failed in its latest effort to do so won't turn out many people who typically don't vote. And her quote says, "People are pretty firmly on their side of the partisan fence, and the very few people still in the middle are unlikely to be moved by this issue," she said. And I don't know if I would agree with that. She went on to say, "The major factor will be turnout. And I just don't think this issue is all that mobilizing for people who are not already dead set on voting." I think a lot of people would disagree with that. But anyway, the story goes on and says, "Gas prices and inflation are particularly hard issues for Democrats to overcome," Trigosky said, quote, "because people are constantly reminded of these problems. Whenever people fill up their tank or go to the grocery store, they are reminded of the increase in prices." Republicans from Johnson to the Republican gubernatorial candidates and candidates for the legislature have used rising grocery and gas prices to run ads and slam Democrats who are currently in charge of the White House, Congress, and Wisconsin's executive branch. 69% of Wisconsinites said they're very concerned about inflation, 53% of Democrats, and 87% of Republicans. So the convention's coming up this weekend. Are you going to go, or are you going to tune in and hear it on the radio right here at 540 a.m. WAUK and also on WTTN in the Madison area? Yeah, listen to it on the radio. We'll be here. And stay tuned. We'll be coming back right after this break. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.